Shalom and good morning. This session on the book of Ezra is a very powerful session. We are looking at the last session on census. You see, when we are talking about return, we need to know who returned. Census is very important. It's not a sample. Census mean that you're counting the whole population. Sample means that you calculate or you record just a few men to represent other men. You just number or count a few singers to represent the entire singers. But census means that you're calculating even every one of the singers, every one of the worker who came, including those that are not yet born, because before God, they are very important. So as we talk about return this year, 2026, it would be good to understand the power of census. In the Bible, we have got one book that is called census. It's called Numbers. The book of Numbers is also a book of census, and it was given when the children of Israel came from the other captivity or the slavery of Egypt. So God allows this to happen, and that's why we need to do numbering. We need to record people. I think many of us don't do very well in this one, but we ought to let us record everybody and to get to know what they represent to us, so that as you serve them, you don't record them just for any other thing, but it's to show that they are important and for them to be able to serve. We discovered that the people who came back, they were numbered based on several categories. Some of them were just leaders. Zerubbabel was the first one. Just like when we're doing census, the president or the governor or the prime minister is the first one. Then we have got all the leaders. Then we have the family members. They were numbered by the families, that one we saw. Then they were numbered by the cities or the town where they had come from before they were taken to Babylon. And thereafter, we looked at when they were numbered from the workers in the servant or in the temple of God. Now, in this one, we want to consider census by the palace workers or the Solomon workers or the servants of Solomon. Now, this particularly is a term that is used for the people who worked in the palace. I did tell you that a priest, the one that we looked at before, is a person who speak to God about the people, majorly. He represent people before God. And a prophet, majorly, I'm saying majorly, is a person who represent God to the people. So he goes to people and represent God in terms of just telling them. Now, we want to look at this other category. It's normally called the third anointing. So we have got the priest anointing, we've got the prophet anointing, and we've got the king's anointing. Now we're in the king's anointing. The king's anointing is where we have got the Solomon, the servants of the Solomon. Now, the king, they also represent God by supervising that what God wanted done is done. A king, they rule on behalf of God, is unlike the prophet. The prophet does not really go to rule. He go and tell them what God has said. This is what the Lord says, return or do this and this. But the king enforces. The king is the one who rules. The king, he is the one who implements. He's got an anointing to implement. And so before they were taken to captivity, there are those who knew that they worked in the realm of the king and or the King Solomon. And that's why the Bible talks about those who worked in King Solomon, like chapter 50, verse 55. Chapter 255 says, the descendants of the servants of Solomon. And he mentioned a number of them, the descendants of Setoi. Now, their name, let me not mention the name, The name you might not be able to get or even remember. But it's good to remember that this is the category of the people who are serving in the palace. Palace is the place where the king stays. And we've got a number that returned, actually 382. Not many who returned, though, but a number returned. And we are grateful to know that people returned by different ways. Then we, from verses 59 to allowed 63 of chapter 2, we are told about people who return, but they could not show that their families were descendants from Israel. Now, this is very, very great. It's good to know that there are people who returned and they were mentioned. Actually, particularly, the Bible talks about verse 6 says 652 people. These people, they did not prove that they were from the families or were descendants from Israel. But they returned. They were welcome because. They were welcome because ideally the temple was God's house. It was a stronghold for all nations. It was not for Israel per se. It's true, Israel was made as a representative, the one who was supposed to go and invite others. It's like the son inviting the neighbors to come to this rich man. If your father is rich and you're sent, servants are sent to go and call. That's why they were not denied an opportunity to return, because they're supposed to return to the house of the Lord. You remember when Jesus came, he found the Israelites, the Pharisees per se, who had turned the house of the Lord into a marketplace. Because in every temple, there was a place that was supposed to be for the nations. And that's why the temple is called the house of prayer for all nations. There was a place for women, there's a place for men, Jewish men, there's a place for Gentiles, both men and women, there's a place for a priest, there was a place for the king, there's a place for every other of those group, because this is a stronghold for everyone to return and find a place. And so when they came, though they could not prove, they could not show that their families were descendants of Israel, they were allowed, foreshadowing that this was God's will. When God chose Abraham, who was called Abram then, he was told, go and bless them, become a blessing, go take the blessing to them. So for them to come, so they were allowed to come back. However, when they came back, they were not allowed to become priests. They were not allowed to serve inside. Why? Because, of course, they were not taught the dynamics of service of a priest. Because the priest was then from the lineage of only a person called Aaron, the Levites. And because they could not prove that they were Israelites, so they could not be allowed to do this. Because even other tribes, by the way, were not becoming Levites. And though they had married, like this person, they said, like verses 61, and from among the priests, the descendants of Hobiah, Hakkor, and Barzillai, a man who had married a daughter of Barzillai, the Gilead, was called by that name. They searched for their name's record, for the family's record, but they could not find them. And so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor ordered them not to eat any of the most sacred food until there was a priest ministering with Urim and Thummim. Now, I wanted to know that the priest had to prove, to make sure that they prove that you are really who you say you are. And so I want you to know that by the time you come, we will not just come to serve before we prove or before we are trained on how to serve God. So let's come and be trained. That does not mean that they were forever denied to serve, but the ministering priest was to consult what they call Urim and Thummim. Urim and Thummim was a casting of lots those days that represented them or helped them to make choices. People were able to make choices through such ways those days. Now, this today, we don't use Thummim and Urim today. We use the dependence of the Holy Spirit to make choices. And as we finish this, we are told about the company who came. The whole company numbered 42,360. Then we are told about some servants who also came. So about 49,000 to 50,000 people returned out of more than 1 million people. It means more people did not come. I wanted to know that this is the first bunch that came back. Two other bunches will be coming back, especially from Ezra chapter 7, when Ezra comes back, he'll come with another one. And when Nehemiah comes, he also comes with the last bunch who returned. But there's so many who never returned. But when they returned, what they came to do first, I like this. The moment they came, look at verse 6 to 8. When they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, remember, it is already burnt. But it's still called the house of the Lord because God sees his house, even if there is no wall, even if there is no foundation. Some of the heads of the family gave free will offering toward the rebuilding of the house of the Lord on his side. I like this. They came back, but the first thing they did was to give free will. Where did they get the free will? And they were slaves? Of course, they were rich people. They came while they were there, yes, they were slaves, but God allowed them to thrive. But they also, God starved the people or the neighbors, and they give them a lot of stuff, a lot of money, a lot of property to come back, to bring back home. And that's why you discover down there, they mention that when they came, they gave 61,000 drachmas of gold, a lot of money, and 5,000 minas of silver, 100 priestly garments. They gave. Now, how did they carry them? Up there, you discover we are talking about when they came back, there's a lot of donkeys and horses and mules that are mentioned that also were recorded. They were taken census also to show that these things were carried by very many horses, very many donkeys. In fact, the donkeys are, I think they were 61, if I'm not, yes. There were 6,000 donkeys, 6,700. Look at verses 66. They had 3,736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. Why are they mentioned? To show you that there was a lot of stuff that they came. So they came and gave free will offering. So when we are coming to rebuild, the first thing is to give, the heart of giving. And number two, after they give, according to their ability, they give to the treasury for the work, all this money. Then the priests, the Levites, musicians, gatekeepers, the temple servants settled in their own towns, along with some of the other people, and the rest of the Israelites settled in their own towns. They now went each to their own town. They identified. That's why census was very important, because they were coming back to their own towns. Even those who were born in Babylon, they were helped to know that this was your father's house. In Israel, family belonged to the family. I mean, to the land belonged to the family, and God had given that because it was the land of God, God's land. May we have the heart to give and to return to our own towns. Father, we thank you for the return. Thank you for the census. And thank you for the importance of census. Help us to know that we are important in Jesus' name.